Yay, Faye J.
Cool. All right.
Okay. Baby Daddy by Faye J. But how?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But Dean.
I don't know, okay? Stop looking at me like that.
But okay, did you touch any cursed objects?
No, this isn't my first day on the job, Sammy.
Or did you eat something weird?
Well, I wouldn't swear that the beef on that taco last night, but no, not weird, weird.
Okay, did you
What?
did you have sex with any demons?
Did I? How can you just stand here there and ask me that?
I just.
No, Mr. I bone demon chicks, ask me how. No, I did not. All my chicks are strictly human. Human only. Sheesh.
Male demons?
What? No. What? No. I didn't screw around with any demons. Jesus. Oh my God. Don't look at me like that, Sammy. Quit staring at the belly.
Sorry, but Dean, it had to happen somehow. I'm just saying. You're pregnant. Really, very pregnant. That's a little outside the box.
Damn straight, seeing as I don't even have a box to start with. Well, maybe I just got fat real quick. Maybe it was the taco.
Dean.
Look, I'm just saying, we don't know it's a baby. It might not be a baby. It might be a pie or beer. This could be a beer belly, or it might be like an alien. Maybe while I was asleep, some kind of face hugger thing came and planted its eggs down my throat in the middle of the night.
And that's supposed to be a better alternative than a baby?
Yes. Well.
A toothy metallic monster exploding out of your belly over lunch one day is supposed to be better than a baby?
Okay, stop with the visuals. Jesus, I think I'm gonna.
Oh, gross! You can clean it up yourself, dude! Oh my god, Dean. Don't look at me like that. Don't. Are you. Dean, don't cry. Shit! I'm not. Okay, I'll clean it up. Look, I'm cleaning it up. It's fine. It's all fine.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's all gonna be fine, Dean. We'll fix this.
I'm not scared, Sammy, but you gotta admit, this is pretty freaky, even for us.
It's going to be okay, Dean. I promise. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Shit! Where did you come from?
Heaven, Samuel, originally. Most recently, however, Uzbekistan. Ah, Dean, good.
Castiel, did you hear about
Ah, yes.
help?
Dean, you may recall I told you my father had a plan, and that you were a vital part of his plan.
Eh?
Are you, Dean? Why is he kneeling? He is kneeling. What are you kneeling for?
Cass? Cass?
Hail, Dean, full of grace, blessed art thou among men. Hail, Dean, full of grace, blessed art thou among men. Blessed is the fruit of thy loins, John.
John?
Yes, I thought we could name our child after your father. And of course, this blessed Saint John the Baptist.
Your child? Have you two. Is there something you want to tell me, Dean?
Shut up, Sammy. Give me a minute.
So, Cass, when you said you didn't need to wear a condom, and when I thought that was because angels were STD free, that wasn't what you meant, was it?
No, Dean. Now we have no, we have created the Messiah. It is a blessed day. I hope he has your eyes. You have very nice eyes.
What? Stop looking at me like that, Sam!
Dude!
Look, you ask about male demons. Demons! You didn't ask about male angels. How was I supposed to know?
Dude!
You seem a little upset, Dean.
Well, duh, you totally knocked me up. I thought you were just, you know, I thought we were having fun. I thought you dug me. Was it just orders and you didn't even tell me?
I was following orders, Dean, but also, I do dig you.
Bullshit.
I'm afraid your hormones are making you emotional. Here, have a handkerchief.
Thank you, but I'm still mad at you.
Didn't you enjoy last night?
It was great. It was really very surprisingly great, apart from the whole getting me pregnant part.
I see. But Dean, our baby will save the world.
Not helping.
And I do dig you, Dean, very much indeed.
Look. Guys, maybe I should just step outside. I think I'm going to step outside. I'm not really comfortable with the whole, right, right. Well, you go on with the disturbing kissing stuff. I'll be outside sticking forks in my eyes.
Phineas. Is that?
Yeah.
Phineas.
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 Fiend.
Fiend.
Best of All by Fay J.
There, is that better?
Yes. Thanks, Uncle Sam.
Okay, champ, you keep hold of Mr. Pookie this time. Teddy bears are pretty resilient little guys, but he's going to have a headache if you keep dropping him like this.
Uncle Sam, there's someone at the door.
No, there. Oh, hi.
Babysitting. Sammy, really?
Look, John, it's Auntie Ruby.
Hi, Auntie Ruby.
Hi, John. Wow, you grow fast, kid.
I am nearly three.
Doesn't time fly? You're pretty big for your age, kiddo.
Ruby.
What? I'm just saying. Kid looks like a four-year-old and he talks like he ate a dictionary. He's a big boy is all I'm saying. Guess he tanks after his Uncle Sammy that way.
Ruby, not in front of... him?
Squirrel sport.
You don't have to stay, you know.
Oh, don't start with me. I thought we could... I didn't know you'd be babysitting the Messiah, which is just... I don't know where to begin. There are just so many levels of wrong.
We're reading a bedtime story, aren't we, John?
Yes. Want to hear a story, Aunt Ruby?
Is it X-rated?
Ruby.
Sheesh. Okay, fine. Good. I'll play nice. Okay, John boy. Is it a good story?
It's the best story.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm all ears for it. Go for it, Hans Christian Andersen.
Right. Are you comfortable, John?
S.
Don't suck your thumb. You know what your daddy says about that.
You don't go shash your head.
You don't got to tell daddy.
Yeah, Uncle Sammy, stop picking on the kid. You suck your thumb, sweetie. Nothing wrong with a bit of an oral fixation. It'll take you far.
Ruby!
We're waiting for the story, aren't we, John?
Yes.
Okay, where were we? Right. Ahem. And he came to the place where the wild things are. They roared their terrible roars.
Roar! Oh, Ruby, you have to roar.
Oh, okay, sorry, kid. I'm kind of new to this.
Roar!
That okay?
Yes. As a way, go war.
Cool. Go me. Do you want me? Okay.
Here.
And showed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws, till Max said, be still, and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of all wild things. And now, let the wild rumpus start!
Roar!
What the?
Come on, Aunt Ruby, rumpus!
You guys are certifiable, you know that?
Roar! Roar! Roar!
Go on, Ruby, you know you want to jump on the other bed. I promise not to tell anyone.
Oh, what the hell?
Roar!
Roar!
Now stop!
Roar!
Aunt Ruby, you've got to stop.
Whoops. Okay, I'm good. Nothing to see here. Ahem. Come on, kiddo, sit here with me.
Okay, can I bring Mr. Pookie?
Sure. And he sent the wild things off to bed without their supper, and Max, the king of all the wild things, said, I'm lonely, and he wanted to be where someone loved him best of all.
Don't squeeze so tight, Aunt Ruby.
Sorry, Ruby. Kiddo. Then all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat.
Pie! Daddy says it was pie.
Yeah, that sounds like Dean. So he said, I'll give up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so. And Max said,
no, Aunt Ruby.
Whoop, sorry. No. The wild things roared their terrible roars.
Roar!
Roar!
Better?
Much better. You make a kick-ass wild thing, Aunt Ruby.
John Gabriel Winchester. Language.
But Daddy says,
John.
Sorry.
Good boy. And showed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye, and sailed back almost over a year, and in and out of weeks, and through a day, and into the night of his own room, where he found his supper waiting for him.
And it was still hot!
Sam, I can't believe you just read this kid that story.
It's the best story, Aunt Ruby.
Well, it's kind of nonfiction when it comes to Winchesters. Or pretty much all the Winchesters, in fact. But yeah, it's a good story, kiddo. From the way Uncle Sammy's giving us the stink eye, I think you're supposed to be tucked up in bed right now.
You better believe it.
Another story?
Not this time. Come on. And don't you turn those big blue eyes on me, champ. Cause it won't do you a lick of good. In you go.
Will Daddy and Papa be back soon?
When you wake up, champ. Promise.
Okay. Kiss? Kiss, Aunt Ruby?
Aw, what the hell.
You're pretty good with kids, you know, for an unemployed antichrist.
You're not bad yourself for a demon.
Yeah, well, he's a good kid. For, you know, one of the Nephilim. With added Messiah sprinkles. But don't you go getting any ideas.
I've got quite a few ideas, actually. But they don't involve babies.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Sam, don't wake the kid. But holy crap, yeah, do that again.
There's no Phineas.
Aww. Not Far From the Tree, by Feijay.
Good morning, children. Welcome to kindergarten. There, dear, don't cry. It's okay. Mommy will come back. Here, sit here with me. My name is Miss Owen. Can you say good morning, Miss Owen? Let's try it.
Good morning, Miss Owen!
Good job. Yes, dear? Well done for raising your hand. John, is it?
Yes, my name is John Gabriel Winchester.
What did you want to tell me, John?
This is for you, Miss Owen. I bringed it from home.
Oh, an apple. Well, that's very kind, John. Thank you.
Papa said it's traditional to give an apple to your teacher. Daddy says it's sucking up and that no good ever came of giving people apples. But then Papa said that the forbidden fruit was not really fruit, and that apples taste delicious. And then Daddy went a bit red and there was some cuddling, but I don't think that was because of the apple.
Okay. Well, thank you for the apple, John. Right, children, we're going to learn a song.
That's a very interesting picture, John. Can you tell me what it is?
That's Uncle Sammy. His eyes are kind of black, because he's a little bit evil sometimes. He's smiting the unrighteous. That bit's the demon coming out. It looks kind of like smoke. Smoking is bad for you. And this is Aunt Ruby. Auntie Ruby kicks ass.
We don't say that word in school, John, but it's your first day, so you won't get a demerit. Just don't do it again, dear.
Sorry, Papa says it's a naughty word, but Daddy uses it a lot. Ruby is stabbing the Wendigo in the eye, see? Then she set it on fire, because they don't like fire. That's the red bit there, and these are the civilians. That one's dead and a bit eaten up, but the other ones are okay.
That's very creative, John. Now let's see if you can draw a nice teddy bear, shall we?
Give me your lunch money, new kid.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
No, thank you. I want to keep my lunch money.
You asked for it.
Biz Pendergast! He it me! He it my toes! And my gummy! And my tummy! He made me fall down!
Good heavens! Who did this? Really? You're sure it was this one? He's half your size, Timothy. Really? What's your name?
My name is John Gabriel Winchester.
Really? This one? Okay. Which class are you in, John?
I am in kindergarten. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Timothy. Timothy says you hit him. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we don't allow that sort of thing at school. It's against the rules. Are you new, John?
Yes, this is my first day, and he said I had to give him my lunch money. I said no, so he tried to hurt me. So I stopped him.
Timothy?
He's lying! He just it be!
We've talked about how you behave towards younger children before, haven't we, Timothy?
Yes, miss.
Well, John, if someone tries to bully you, you should go find a teacher. Because even if they threaten you or hit you, you should not hit them. You get into trouble, too, if you hit them, especially if you hit them first.
Papa says we should not smite until someone has proven they truly are a sinner, but Daddy says if you're going to tackle an ornery son of a bitch, you should take him down hard and fast and make sure they aren't getting up again, especially if they're bigger than you. I waited until he proved he was a sinner, and then I took him down.
Miss Pendergast, he said bitch!
Timothy!
But...
John, That's a very interesting philosophy. Thank you for sharing it with us. I think perhaps I may need to meet with your parents sometime soon to discuss how we can help you settle in easily.
Okay.
Miss Owen! Miss Owen!
What's the matter, Lucy?
John got paint on Nop.
Nop? John? Is everything okay? Oh, oopsie-daisy, finger painting can be messy. Did you get a sticky handprint on Nop by accident, John?
No.
On purpose, Miss Owen, he did it on purpose, because he likes me.
I see. Well, John, it's wonderful that you've made a friend, dear, but you don't need to put red paint on his arm. That's not how we show people we like them. Do you want to help him wash it off now?
Okay. Minnie, happy returns.
I don't know about this. What if it's the wrong present?
It's a very nice present, Dean. I'm sure Dot will appreciate it.
And what if someone says something about, you know, us?
I do not understand.
About the whole Adam and Steve thing. Or if you... Look, man, you know I love you, but you're not real good at acting, you know, normal. You can be kind of... weird. In a good way. I mean, I get you, and Sam gets you, and... Aw, oh, shit, this is coming out wrong. Shit.
You're worried that John Gabriel's feelings might be hurt, that we will embarrass him in some way and cause him social difficulties, because of our unconventional family situation. Because I am not human.
Yes, that!
I believe that John Gabriel is equal to anything that might occur.
So you're not staying home?
I'm not staying home, Dean. John Gabriel wanted both of us to accompany him.
Okay, right. Okay. We can do this. Fuck, seriously, I sound like a desperate housewife. Sorry, Cass.
You are not a desperate housewife. You are a highly competent hunter and a businessman.
Mechanic.
You run your own body shop, Dean. You are a businessman.
Yeah, well, but still, all this white picket fence shit is not exactly my comfort zone, you know? It still feels very new. I still keep expecting to get busted. I'm really... Cass, I'm not good at normal.
Why is it important?
Because I don't want John to feel like a freak, damn it.
He is not a freak, Dean. He is the Messiah.
Yeah, not really helping there, actually, Cass. But thanks for trying.
I think you are making yourself needlessly tense, Dean. You should relax.
Make me? Okay, now you're not playing fair.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Well, of course Don't think I've forgotten that I'm freaking about the birthday party thing, because I haven't. I'm just taking a temporary break to regroup. I'll recommence the freaking shortly.
If you insist. Now shush.
Happy birthday, Nop!
Hey, is that my present?
Yes, it's a skateboard.
Cool.
You have a nice house. I like the balloons.
They're just for today. I've got a chocolate cake, too, and pizza, and a thing full of candy that you hit, and there's a bouncy castle out back. Come see?
Cool!
Well, hi there, handsome. This seat taken?
No, please sit down, miss.
Miss Blakeney. I'm divorced.
I am sorry to hear that.
Oh, don't be. He was a jerk and a lousy lay. I'm better off without him. You can call me Cherry. You're John's daddy, right?
That is correct.
I knew it. He has his daddy's big blue eyes.
John Gabriel's eyes are a normal size for a child his age.
You're funny.
That is not a commonly held opinion in my experience.
You crack me up. I'm Elaine's mommy, by the way. You know Elaine with the curls over there playing on the bouncy castle?
She looks very happy.
Yeah, that's the sugar high. We're talking 6 slices of chocolate cake, 3 bowls of ice cream, and her body-weight in Coke. I think she's going to barf soon, but hey, it won't be me cleaning it up, so what the hell?
Oh. Oh dear.
Ah, don't sweat it. She's having fun. So what's your name anyway, sugar?
Castiel.
Ooh, nice. European, hey? You're not from around here?
As you say, I am not from around here.
Sweet. Pass me a cupcake, cupcake. I know I shouldn't. Breaking my diet, but what the hell? These are the expensive ones. They're wasted on the kids.
I understand that they are very popular.
I was worried they wouldn't have any regular food, you know? Thought it might be all sushi and egg rolls or something.
Children certainly seem to enjoy the pizza.
Hey, who doesn't love pizza? Seriously, though, I was kind of expecting it all to be a bit more, you know, Japanese. Those paper wall things and sitting on the floor and eating with chopsticks.
I believe Knott's parents are Thai, not Japanese.
Oh, well, Taiwan, Japan, it's all the same, right?
I suppose in a sense that all places are the same. To some extent, we are all God's children.
Oh, shit, you're not going to get all holier than thou on me. Try to get me to join your church? You a Jehovah's Witness? Or one of those Mormons? Because I don't plan on joining anybody's harem, I can tell you right now.
I believe the term is non-denominational. I will try not to make you join a church.
Oh.
I will try not...
Sorry. It's okay.
I will try not to make you join a church. Or a harem.
Huh. Okay, then. So, is your wife here, Castiel?
No, I am not married, but...
Girlfriend?
No, but...
Fiancé? Fuck buddy?
No.
Any significant ladies in your life right now, sweetie?
Well, no, but...
Cool. Give me another cupcake.
Here you... Oh, could you... Perhaps you remove your hand from my knee, please, Miss Blakeney? I think I was insufficiently clear. I was actually hoping you would take your hand off my leg altogether, not just move it, higher up. So, could you stop that now, please?
It's okay, sweetie. The kids can't see, and what they don't know won't hurt them. Hey, we're normal, healthy, red-blooded adults. We have needs.
I have to go.
But...
Now.
Don't be like that, hot stuff.
Please remove your hand from my... Yes, from there.
Spoil sport.
I apologize. Please accept this cupcake.
Call me!
Dean, I would like to leave now.
What? Don't be ridiculous, Cass. We only just got here. Holy cow, what happened? Are you blushing? What the hell?
Elaine's mother, Cherry, thinks I should call her. She has a very poor understanding of personal space.
You sly dog. You're totally hitting on the moms at a kid's party.
Dean.
Okay, chill. Stick with me, pal. I'll protect you from the big, bad, desperate housewives.
You are laughing at me.
Well, yeah, a little. But I promise I'll make it up to you later. Hey, what you got there?
Oh, I brought you a cupcake. Elaine's mother says they are very good.
See, I knew there was a reason I let you stick around. Gimme.
I do not think that this was a good idea, after all.
Hey, John wanted us to come. Both of us.
And I came, but now I think I should leave. There are important things I should be doing. Please. Places to go. Demons to smite.
Chicken.
I'm not a... Why are you doing that?
I'm just saying, you're a chicken. Buck, 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 buck!
I am not poultry. That is a very foolish thing to say.
Hey, if the wings fit...
You are being very silly now, Dean. Stop flapping your arms. People are beginning to stare.
Oh, you love it.
That does not prove anything.
It proves that you love it.
You taste like a cupcake.
Duh.
Your dads are being soppy again.
They do that.
Do you want more cake? I think I want more cake.
I like pie best. For my birthday, I'm having pie with candles and ice cream.
Oh.
But I could eat some more pizza.
Cool.
Phoenix.
God. How many are there, out of curiosity?
Let's find out.
I think my mother's getting home.
Oh.
I don't know. I heard. Oh, only
there's three more.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
God bless us, everyone.
By Faye J. No, Dean, I will not sit on top of the Christmas tree.
Spoil sport. Not like it'd be the first time you had to stick up your ass.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Why are we doing this, Dean?
Because it's Christmas.
And a little while ago it was Diwali, but we did not decorate the house accordingly, nor did we celebrate Ramadan.
It's Christmas. Don't be such a Scrooge.
But, Dean, you don't normally celebrate Christmas. We did not celebrate it last year, or the year before, or...
Hand me the tinsel. And the... No, not that one. The one with the reindeer. Yeah, thanks.
I am only trying to understand why we have to make our house look so... shiny. It is all very commercial, Dean.
It's because we've got a house now, man. No point in decorating a motel room. And John was too little to care, anyway, really. But we've got a house. We're respectable cast. Besides, it's for John.
John Gabriel does not need all these shiny things.
Sure he does. All the other kids have stockings and turkey and fairy lights and all that shit.
The Goldbergs...
Cass, don't fuck with me. You know what I mean.
But, Dean, it is all meaningless. It's just glitter.
It's not meaningless. It means we're normal. We're a normal family.
Dean, you hunt monsters for a living. I am an angel of the Lord. Our son, in addition to being our son, and thus both a miracle birth and one of the Nephilim, is also the Messiah and has stopped the apocalypse. In addition, his Uncle Sam, who will be carving the turkey, is the Antichrist. And his paramour is a demon. This is not, by most people's lights, precisely the definition of a normal family.
Bobby's normal.
Robert Singer hunts werewolves and lays unquiet spirits to rest.
Except on Tuesday night, when he'll be dressing up as Santa.
You know that John Gabriel will not be fooled by the beard you purchased or the red suit.
That's not the point, Cass.
What is the point, Dean?
Look, Mr. Spock, just go with it, will you? This is our first Christmas together as a family, with our own house. I want it to be special.
But of course it will be special, Dean. It is always special.
Don't give me puppy eyes, damn it. You... Oh, hey, you got glitter on... Nope, not... There. Higher. Oh, fuck it, come here.
Dean, that doesn't change... Dean, you're just... Now you're trying to distract me. You always do this.
You notice? Is it working? So do you want me to stop?
Dean!
That's what I thought.
Please, can we stay in your rat?
At your inn, Billy. At your inn.
At your inn?
No.
And so they tried another inn.
Do you remember what we said about being expressive, Katie? And how you're doing it with your voice isn't really being expressive?
No, miss.
Okay, never mind. Keep going.
Billy? Billy, it's your line. Please, kind sir.
Please, kind sir, is there any room in the bin?
Room in the inn, Billy.
The inn?
No.
Come on, Wayne. There, where's that big voice I hear at recess? Speak up.
No.
Oh, you can be louder than that, Wayne.
No.
Okay, we'll work on that. Angelique? Angelique? Angelique!
Esmus?
If you would stop playing with Jessica's hair for just 1 minute, you might realize that it's your turn to speak.
Sorry, miss.
No, don't. No, Angelique, don't cry. Now stop. That's... Oh, Lord, you need a tissue. Just... Oh, well, your sleeve. Right. Okay, good? Okay, now? Well, still waiting for the line, Angelique.
So Joseph and Mary tried all the inns in Bethlehem, but they were all full.
Miss Owen!
Not now, John.
But Miss Owen, please, can I just...
Not now, John. Go on, Billy.
Please, kind sir, is there any more room in the bin?
Inn!
In the inn?
No.
But my wife is a child.
With child. Your wife is with child, not a child.
Yes, she is.
Well, yes, obviously LaShonda is a child, but the Virgin Mary was not a child. She was with child, which means pregnant.
Oh.
Miss Owen, what does virgin mean?
Not now, Kevin. Come on, Billy, let's go again.
My wife is pregnant.
She's just fat.
Kevin, that is not your line.
I was I was making it up.
Well, don't.
Miss Owen, he called me fat.
You are fat.
Billy, that is quite enough of that. Kevin, Billy, you will both apologize to LaShonda right this minute, or both of you will be spending recess and time out.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Right, let's go again. We were... Oh, blast, where were we?
But my wife is with child, Miss Owen.
Ah, yes, thank you, John. John? Is your hand up because you need a bathroom break?
No, Miss Owen. But you do know that all this is made up, right? This story?
John, you will speak of people's religions with respect.
No, but Miss Owen, Yeshua ben Yosef was from Nazareth, not Bethlehem. There is no evidence at all to place his birth in Bethlehem. It is just a story that people make up to tie him with the prophecies about the king of the Jews being from the line of David and...
John Gabriel Winchester, that is quite enough. This is a Christmas pageant. We are telling the Christmas story, and there will be shepherds and sheep and three wise men and toy camels and a baby in a manger, and it would all be charming and Christmassy, and nobody will call the Virgin Mary fat. I have had enough! We will get this right, or all of you are going to be spending recess in here with me, practicing until we have this whole show perfect. Do you all understand?
Yes, Miss Owen.
Good. Right. Well, sorry, children. I know we're all trying. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. Right, where were we? Do you have a question, LaShonda?
What does virgin mean?
There he is.
Oh dear, his halo is crooked.
That's my boy. Sammy, are you getting this?
Yes. Shush, the camera's working fine.
This is it.
Shh.
Oh dear, is he glowing?
Shit, we talked about this. He better not— wings! Crap, wings! Oops. Oh dear, I believe that may be my fault. I did recommend that he try to deliver his lines with integrity. We discussed the method. Perhaps I should have been more specific about where to draw the line.
Shit, he totally just flashed his wings at the whole school. Shit, we're gonna have to move to another town. So much for being fucking normal.
Perhaps nobody noticed.
Perhaps nobody noticed the sudden burst of incandescent light and the shadow of a pair of gigantic wings that covered the whole back wall?
Perhaps.
One of the shepherds pissed his pants, Sammy. Aw, shit. We're gonna have to move.
Really, Miss Owen, the most astonishing special effects. I have to congratulate you. Never seen anything like that.
Oh, well, Principal Pendergast,
spectacular. Really, we'll be the talk of the town. This will show those snooty subs over at a St. Augustus school. Ha! Their choir might have its own following on YouTube, but they can't compete with this. That was pure Hollywood, Miss Owen. Genius.
Thank you. I worked very hard on it.
John?
Yes, Miss Owen?
Never mind. Good job with your lines.
Thank you, Miss Owen. Can I go see my dads now? Can I? They're over there with Auntie Ruby and Uncle Sam and Uncle Bobby and Auntie Ellen and Auntie Joe. Can I? They're waving.
Yes. You run along. John, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Miss Owen. The Art of Shopping by Fei Jie.
What is that?
It is a toy horse, Dean.
It's a My Little Pony.
Yes, that is the brand name. Is there a problem?
It's a My Little Pony. You can't buy our son a My Little Pony.
Why?
It's a toy for girls. It's a girl's toy.
But why?
Because, I don't know, because girls like horses.
You like horses, Dean.
Oh, well, yeah, horses, actual horses. Yeah, horses are okay, but not My Little Pony type horses, they're douchey.
I do not understand.
They're all cutesy, they have flowers on them and stuff, they're for girls, Cass. Will you just trust me on this one? I know presents.
It does not have flowers on it.
Well, okay, this one maybe, but in general, they're all pink and sparkly and— look, why are we even discussing this? It's a girl's toy. We're not buying it.
But I like it, and it has wings.
Well, yeah. Okay, it has wings, and the wings are kind of cute. I'll give you that.
And it has blue eyes. John's eyes are blue.
Dude, you are not going to guilt me into buying a Little Pony or a Polly Pocket or a Barbie. No way. Teddy bears? Okay. A kid can have a teddy bear, but we ought to be looking at Lego sets, Super Soakers, Bionicles, Transformers, Guy toys. Or, ooh, lightsabers. See, now these are cool.
But these are weapons, Dean.
Well, yeah, your point.
I am not sure that it is entirely appropriate to buy weapons for our son on his birthday. Our son is the Messiah.
You just want to buy him some lame-ass girly toys. Look, I'm telling you, this is awesome. Look, vroom, vroom. Luke, I am your father. Vroom. We really do need to watch more DVDs, Cass. Your education is woefully lacking in the important cultural touchstones. Oh, God, now you're pouting.
I do not believe I am.
You're totally pouting over a goddamn pony.
I liked it.
But it's for a girl, Cass.
I do not believe that we should be collaborating with the media to propagate reductive gender stereotyping. There is nothing inherently feminine about cooking or cleaning or liking flowers or playing with ponies. Nor is there anything inherently masculine about playing with Lego or using weapons, although there are obvious phallic undertones to toys such as the lightsaber and the Super Soaker, admittedly. Nevertheless, I do not believe that these artificially constructed gender identities do any good, and I do not see the value in trying to indoctrinate our child with these concepts, particularly given the non-traditional nature of our family.
Wow. You really liked the little Wow. You really liked the My Little Pony, huh?
It has wings and blue eyes, and you can brush its mane. Are you laughing at me?
What, me? Laughing at an angel of the Lord who could smite my ass? What am I, stupid?
You are laughing at me, just because my choice of toy does not conform to your traditional notions of gender-appropriate gifts.
Okay, fine, sheesh. Well, get him the goddamn pony.
Thank you.
But I'm getting the lightsaber, too.
That is acceptable.
Finis.
This is the last one.
Dun, 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 dun.
The miracle of the fish sticks.
Yay!
Oh, thank God. John Gabriel, I thought, you're okay. Thank God.
Dean, I told you there is no cause for concern.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Papa.
Thank you both for coming on such short notice. I hope that you weren't in the middle of anything important.
Nothing that won't keep. We, flew right over as soon as we got the call. It sounded real urgent.
Miss Pendergast, the secretary didn't explain what happened. Really explain what happened.
Yeah. Why, is John in trouble? Because I'm telling you now, he didn't do it. He's a good kid.
They're all good kids to their parents, Mr. Winchester.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's seriously good. Like, white hat wearing, save the day, hardcore good. He's an angel. Seriously, he really is an angel.
He's a troublemaker.
Bullshit. Ow, did you just kick me?
No. What Dean is trying to say, Mrs. Pendergast, is that we find it very difficult to believe that John Gabriel would intentionally cause trouble, or indeed draw attention upon himself. Perhaps you could explain what has occurred to help us understand.
Oh, I'll explain, all right. Where to begin?
I believe the beginning is traditional, madam.
John Gabriel is... he's a charming little boy.
Damn straight.
Dean.
Nothing is...
Dean. Sorry, Miss Pendergast. Please continue.
Thank you. As I was saying, John Gabriel is in many ways a delightful child, and for the most part, I believe that he is not malicious. Or I had believed that until today.
But, miss, I told you I had to...
John Gabriel, you will not speak until spoken to. I am explaining this.
Yes, miss. Sorry, miss.
Ever since you joined us, John Gabriel has been a magnet for trouble. Any time there's a disturbance, any time there's chaos, John Gabriel is always right in the middle of it.
Yeah, okay, maybe. He gets that from me.
In fairness, Dean, you have led a rather sedate, fairly sedate existence since our marriage. I do not think you can be accused of setting any bad example. Perhaps I have been a little too open in my recounts of my, business ventures.
What exactly is it that you do, Mr.
Castiel? I am in security of a sort. An, independent contractor, you might say.
Really? Well, regardless of whose example John may think he is following, the fact remains that he is a troublemaker.
Aw, oh, come on, lady. Isn't that kind of harsh?
Let me see. 2 weeks ago, he reduced half his class to tears when he told him there's no such person as Santa.
Well, it's true.
But he assured them that there is, in fact, an evil Santa who might drag them up the chimney and make them into blood sacrifices.
That little scamp, what a great imagination. Kids, eh? Where do they come up with this stuff?
Uncle Sammy told me about the time when...
Shh! Come on now, I'm sure that's a lot the first time you've had a kid tell the class there's no such person as Santa.
If it were only that, Mr. Winchester, we would not be having this meeting. Let's see, well, there was the time he broke another child's nose, fighting. That was last week. It was the poor child's first day here, and John Gabriel broke his nose. His father was furious, as you can imagine.
John Gabriel?
He was hurting Nop and LaShonda. He was a big boy. Big!
Was this an older kid, Miss Pendergast?
As it happens, yes, a little older. But nobody saw him lay a hand on Nop or LaShonda.
Yes, they did. They just scared.
How much older, Miss Pendergast?
Well, yes, very well. He's 10, but that isn't the point.
10? Way to go, champ! And you kicked his ass for him.
Yeah, he's sorry now. He knows better.
That's my boy.
Mr. Winchester, I did not expect you to reward this kind of behavior. We have very strict no-fighting policy. John Gabriel has been missing recess ever since.
Miss Pendergast, we do appreciate the seriousness of this incident. John Gabriel knows that he should not fight with the other children, and that we are disappointed he has resorted to violence rather than trying to reason with his opponents.
Papa, I did try and reason with him, but then he kicked Nop in his, you know, and made him cry, so I smited him.
Smote, John. The past tense is smote.
Sorry, Papa. I smote him.
There will be no smiting in the yard. It is not acceptable.
We understand that, Miss Pendergast, and so does John Gabriel, I am sure.
Sorry, miss.
Yes, well, that isn't all. What about the fish sticks?
Fish sticks?
I don't know how he did it, but I know it was him.
Sorry, Miss Pendergast. What happened with the fish sticks?
The miracle of the fish sticks, they're calling it.
John Gabriel?
I was nowhere near the kitchen.
John Gabriel?
I have the alibis.
What happened with the fish sticks?
On Fridays, we always have fish sticks.
They're icky! They're all wet and icky!
John Gabriel does not like fish sticks, as you will gather, and last Friday he informed us that he wanted pepperoni pizza instead.
What, there's suddenly a rule against liking pizza? Because if liking pizza's wrong, I don't want to be right!
If it were simply a case of liking pizza, we would have not be having this conversation, Mr. Winchester. No, the problem is that all the fish sticks mysteriously vanished, and then 20 pieces of delivery guys all showed up with prepaid pepperoni pizzas, and so we had pizza instead.
I have lots of alibis.
I don't know where the fish sticks went, but I will find out.
So, he's in trouble because he stood up for his friends against a bully, and because somebody bought all the kids free pizza? Seriously? Because, I gotta tell you, we were busy with Castiel's security work when we got your phone call. We figured something serious must have gone down.
Oh, I'm just getting to the good part, Mr. Winchester.
Oh?
Yes, are you aware that we had, until this afternoon, a truly excellent custodian by the name of Mr. Elliot?
No.
Is this entirely relevant, Miss Pendergast?
Oh, yes, it's relevant, Mr. Castiel. You see, this afternoon, Mr. Elliot went into John Gabriel's room to fix the air conditioning unit, and John Gabriel started to curse and announced that Mr. Elliot was possessed by a demon.
What? Possessed by a...
I didn't curse. I said Christo. I already knew, but I was checking.
Oh, yes, you may well ask. Possessed by a demon, he said. And then he threw a bag of salt on the poor man as he was balancing on the stepladder. Hit him in the face.
Threw a...
bag of salt, yes. Nobody seems quite clear on where the salt came from, but poor Mr. Elliot was in agony. His eyes were so bloodshot that the very irises looked red.
Did they?
And then John Gabriel started shouting nonsense words at him hysterically.
I was exercising him, because he was bad.
You see? How am I supposed to deal with this kind of nonsense? I don't know what you've been letting him watch on television, Mr. Winchester, but it is totally unsuitable. Demons! Everyone was very distressed, and then, as if that wasn't enough, John Gabriel started a fire.
Started a fire? In a classroom full of kids? John Gabriel?
I didn't. I told you, miss. It was the demon. That's how they look when you smite him.
Everyone agrees that they saw a billowing column of black smoke. Luckily, one of the classroom assistants had the presence of mind to hit the fire alarm and we swiftly evacuated the building, but it could have been a disaster.
Of course you did. I'm guessing the fire mysteriously put itself out and you can't find any scorch marks, right? And Mr. Elliot can't remember any of this?
Well, yes, but how did you...
call it a hunch.
The fact remains that John Gabriel is a menace and trouble follows him everywhere.
Now look, just because you idiots don't know
how...
So help me, if you kick me again, Cass, I'm going to hide all of your Carpenter CDs.
I will find them.
Not if I hide them with a hex bag.
I will create new ones.
I'll hide those, too.
Then I will create new ones.
And then you'll find yourself sleeping on the couch.
I have no need of sleep.
Cass, so help me.
You know, I think that this is what Ruby meant when she said you are cute when you're angry.
I can cut you.
No, you can't.
Time out!
Sorry?
I apologize, Miss Pendergast.
You are not taking this seriously!
I assure you, we do understand the importance of John Gabriel learning to fit in with his peer group.
Exactly! Especially a boy in his special circumstances. The last thing he should be doing is drawing attention to himself.
In his... What do you know about his special circumstances?
Well, it's hardly a secret, is it? You two are going around flaunting your relationship in public and letting this poor child watch heaven knows what rubbish on television. Is there any wonder that he's acting out? He must be so confused.
Cass, chill.
Miss Pendergast, I'm not sure I understand what you're implying.
I'm not prejudiced, Mr. Cassiel, What two consenting people choose to do in the privacy of their own bedroom is their business. But when you choose to take that responsibility of adopting a...
John Gabriel is not adopted.
Well, obviously.
John Gabriel is our son.
Well, yes. Yes, in the eyes of the law, clearly, but in the eyes of God.
I think that is a subject upon which both Dean and I are much better qualified to comment than you, madam. And I can assure you that in the eyes of God, John Gabriel is our son and nobody else's.
You see? This is the kind of talk that's confusing the poor boy. Why, last week he told his teacher that his uncle was the Antichrist, and he wasn't born like other children. Winnie's mother is 8 months pregnant, and when he saw her come back to pick up Winnie, he said he knew all about where babies came from, and that you gave birth to him, Mr. Winchester. Of all the idiotic ideas, I mean, fine, in this day and age, there's nothing to stop you people from adopting innocent children, but you can't see how you're warping this poor young mind?
Seriously, Cass, cool it. It's okay.
It is not okay.
Look, you may not be happy to have this discussed in his presence, but sooner or later he's going to realize that he must have had a mother, and he's going to want to know about his real family.
He already knows about his real family. We are his real family.
I do not believe that you two are taking your parenting seriously at all. Letting him believe in evil Santas and demons and rewarding him for beating up children in the yard, warping his delicate sensibilities by flaunting your relationship in front of him. It's shameful.
You should show our son some respect, woman. He is the Messiah who is coming was foretold by the prophet Chuck, and he is your savior, not a troublemaker. I will take no more of your complaining, nor will I tolerate these insults to Dean Winchester. Shame on you.
Papa, I think she fainted.
He's right, Cass.
I thought you said we weren't supposed to play with our wings in public.
I do not like this woman.
Cass, she's the principal. You can't smite the principal, even if she's being a dick. I don't want to move to a new town, unless... Do you want to move, champ? I thought you liked it here.
I do. I like it here a lot.
Okay, then. And holy crap, a demon? Seriously?
Seriously.
And you took him out on your own? Come here. That's my boy.
Sorry, it wasn't very very secret.
Are you kidding? You rock!
We are both very proud of your courage and your presence of mind in the face of danger, John Gabriel. However, the miracle of the fish sticks was most unwise. We do not wish to draw attention upon ourselves.
What, by getting all angel of the Lord on some poor dumb woman and flashing great and terrible wings at her, you mean? That kind of thing?
She deserved it.
Well, yeah, true. But, Cass, you gotta fix it. You can do that, right?
I think just this once I can fix it.
Memory wipe?
It would be awkward if anyone remembered the details of the exorcism, so we shall make that a little vague for them, and Miss Pendergast will remember a very satisfying meeting with us, and we'll start to think very seriously about retiring.
I love it when you get all badass.
See, this is what she was talking about. You're flaunting your relationship in front of me.
Shame on me going around being all loved up and happy just because I've got the best kid ever and my very own angel of the Lord. Whatever was I thinking?
Ew, kissing is icky!
As icky as fish sticks?
Nothing is as icky as fish sticks. Can we have pizza?
Have you been good?
I smited a demon, Dad, on my own.
Smote, John. Now I smite, then I smote.
I smote a demon.
Smote, smited, smitten? Who died and made you the grammar technician, Cass?
Yesterday I was smitten. Today I am smitten. Tomorrow I will still be smitten.
I think you're warping my delicate sensibilities. I need pizza to recover. Lots of pizza. And maybe ice cream.
Fine. Okay, great and terrible slayer of demons. You can have ice cream.
And can we fly home?
Well, the Chevy's back at the cemetery. We were kind of in a hurry when we got the call. So sure. Yeah, what the hell. Let's fly the friendly skies.
Yay!
The end!
Isn't that hilarious?
That is really good. I quite enjoyed it.
Fish sticks.
No, as soon as I heard that, I immediately thought, like, the fish sticks and the episode.
Oh my god, that was so disgusting.
I don't know, it makes me want to try it, though.
There's something wrong with you.
Oh, no, there's not. Okay.
You can like fish sticks with custard if you want. I guess I can still be your friend.
I haven't tried it, so I can't actually say. But, you know, there's something to be said for trying new things.
Yeah, it's true.
As long as they're good fish sticks, as we clearly learned.
Yes.
Anyways.
They're not wet and icky.
Ugh.